What is good about Good Friday? Have you ever wondered what is good about Good Friday? What is good about a day that commemorates the torture and execution of Jesus on a cross? It's easy to think of Good Friday as a dark day. It was the day that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But it's also a day of good news. Jesus' death on the cross provided the way for our relationship with God to be restored. It started on Maundy Thursday, when Jesus was arrested after the Last Supper with his disciples. Jesus endured the mockery of two trials. He was beaten, mocked, spat upon, ridiculed with a robe and a crown of thorns. He had his back lacerated by the Roman cat-o'-nine-tails whip, a whip that did more than just break in the skin. It actually tore into the flesh. It was a horrible weapon that caused bleeding, cramps and dizziness. Then Jesus began his walk to Golgotha's hill, carrying the heavy cross that he would be nailed to. Jesus suffered the shame of the cross, a punishment for criminals. Jesus was publicly humiliated and shamed. He was stripped naked. He suffered the horror of anticipated death, the pain of untended wounds, and the unnatural position of his body on the cross. Throbbing with pain, anguish, torment, and a terrible thirst. On the cross, Jesus cries out, "Tetelestai," which we translate in our English Bibles as, "It's finished." What an awesome promise. The price for our sin was paid in full by Jesus. God's wrath for our sin is completely, perfectly satisfied in his Son, Jesus Christ. Tetelestai is a declaration of victory, not defeat. What is good about that Friday? Why did Jesus do all of that? Why did he allow himself to suffer? Why did he die? Because he loves you so much. Because he loves me so much. That is why. I'm in awe of God's great redeeming love. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God loved the world, gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." How much does God love us? More than we can ever imagine. It's amazing. His love is so wonderful. He loved us so much that he was willing to send his Son to die in our place, to set us free from the punishment of our sins, to restore us into a real, living relationship with him, to give us the assurance of a place in heaven. Jesus died so that you and I can live in freedom from sin. He died to save us from a lost eternity in hell. For all who believe in him, for all who trust in Jesus as Saviour and Lord, for everyone that truly becomes his disciple, the promise is forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Praise God for his love, his mercy, his endless grace. But Jesus did not stay dead. He conquered the power of sin. He defeated death. And Jesus' death was followed by his resurrection on Easter Sunday. This is the good news that Jesus has asked his disciples to spread. The good news, the gospel message, is that on Good Friday, Jesus dealt with the penalty for our sin. The good news is that when we trust in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, our sins are forgiven. The good news of Good Friday is the good news of salvation. To really appreciate the good news of Good Friday, we need to understand what Jesus endured for us. God is a just God. He demands justice and hates sin. Because he hates sin and because he wants to restore a loving relationship with us, someone had to pay the price for our sins. In Old Testament times, sins were paid for by sacrificing animals. In Old Testament times, when the priest laid his hands on the animal, the priest symbolically transferred sins to the animal, and the animal's death symbolically cleansed the people from their sins. But there was a problem. Those sacrifices had to be repeated every time someone sinned, and because the priests were human, they also had a sinful nature. There needed to be one perfect sacrifice that would be sufficient to pay the price for all our sins, past, present, and future. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for us because he was sinless. We can't fully grasp the importance of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Before his death, we were separated from God. No one could approach God except for the high priest, and even then he could only enter once a year on the Day of Atonement into the Holy of Holies. When Jesus died, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple was torn from top to bottom. God provided the way for us to be reconciled to him. Jesus removed the barriers for anyone who wanted to know and worship God. Today, we can enter into a direct personal relationship with God. We can serve the Lord and abide in his presence. When we accept what Christ did for us on Good Friday, we're set free from the penalty of our sin. The Holy Spirit comes to live within us and help us. The writer of the book of Hebrews encourages us that God will never abandon us. Today, as believers in Jesus, as disciples of Christ, we can be confident because God will never abandon us. When we confess our sins and ask God to forgive us, we are forgiven because of what Jesus has done for us. Because of what Jesus has done, we have the promise of eternal life. That is why Good Friday is good. Salvation is available to all who place their trust in Christ because of what he did on Good Friday. The truth of the cross is that Jesus paid the price for every single sin that every believer has ever committed or will commit. In our place, Jesus took the punishment for each and every one of our sins. His righteousness is imparted to us so that we can stand before God spotless. God forgets our sins because Jesus took them upon himself for us. The penalty has been paid. Our sin debt has been forgiven. God promises in Hebrews chapter 10 verses 17 to 18, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. And when sins have been forgiven, there's no need to offer any more sacrifices. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. When we place our trust in Jesus, Father God will forgive us. We are saved by our faith in Jesus. Believing in the forgiveness of our sins, believing in Jesus as Lord and Saviour, requires us to live our lives in a way that shows we are truly disciples of Jesus. We are saved to live lives that are aligned with God's plan for our lives. When we live with God's forgiveness in our hearts, our hope of forgiveness, our assurance of forgiveness, comes from the pain that Jesus endured on Good Friday. God sees all our sins, but because Jesus has made the ultimate sacrifice for us with his blood, we are forgiven. As I close, let me encourage you this Easter to remember Christ has taken care of all your sins, and that is why we call that dark and terrible Friday Good Friday. All of us are sinful. All of us need a Saviour. Has God spoken to you today? Perhaps you've never entered into a personal relationship with Jesus before. Today, are you willing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? If you've already placed your trust in Jesus as Saviour, are you willing to reaffirm your commitment to him today? Can you see what Christ did for you on Good Friday? Will you accept Jesus and his sacrifice for you? Are you willing to really be his follower, to be transformed by the truth of his word, to trust him, to love him, to worship him in spirit and in truth? Thanks so much for watching. May God bless you. Please remember to click on the like, subscribe and notify buttons before you go. And if you have time, why not watch another of our videos? May God bless you. Bye for now.